continuing from where we left off. We're in the middle of Likutei Moran Tanina, Torah Pei Gimel, and in our Likutei Moran, it's page 90, the right-hand column, the second paragraph on the page, Va'oyer Ho'einayim. Rabbeinu Salsofa on this Torah spoke about a bunch of different items, Tikkun HaBris, Shabbos, Tachlis Hayadiyah, a concept of removing the Guf HaMetzora and putting on a Guf of Kedusha, and elevating one's wife, one's mazel, one's parnosa, and elevating all those that have fallen into Ahavois and Yerois Rois, bringing them into Ahavois and Yerois Kedoshes. This is pretty much where we're up to. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'oir ho'einayim ma'alin gam kol habakoshois utchinois asher yispalalu el beis hamikdosh. And the light of the eyes that we spoke about in this last paragraph, where we said that when a Yid is Zeicha with his concept of a right side to elevate those people that fell into Avos Nirois Rois, we said that one of the things he does is he removes the darkness from their eyes, and then these people are Zeicha with their eyes to be able to see miracles. Rabbeinu Zal says that this light of the eyes that we're talking about here also elevates all the bakoshes and all the requests and pleadings that people do where they daven towards the Beis HaMikdash. When a Yid davens, we know there's a pasuk that says, V'hispalalu eilecho derech artzon, that when a Yid is in any part of the world and they daven Hashem, they're supposed to daven in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Which, within Eretz Yisrael, where are you supposed to face? Towards the Beis HaMikdash. So our tefillos are directed towards the Beis HaMikdash. Kishom oilen kol habakoshos, because that's where all the requests that all the Yid make from Hashem, that's where they go up to Hashem. That's one of the main tachana merkazits of the tefillah. That's one of the main stops that the tefillah makes before it goes up to Shemayim. There's actually one other one that comes even after that, which is the Ma'ora Samachpela. The first stop is the Kosel Maravi, which represents the Beis HaMikdash. The second stop is the Ma'ora Samachpela, and then the Tfilos go up. And Rabbeinu Zal says, Umishom Ho'er Einayim Yotze, and the Beis HaMikdash is also the place from which the light of the eyes comes forth. Bibechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'hoyo Einai V'libi Shom. Hashem says that my eyes and my heart are there. Where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Kaviyochol, that's the place of the light of the eyes. We know that one of the psukim that the Gemara quotes related to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in the beginning of Baba Basra that the Beis HaMikdash is called Ge'oin Uzchem Machmad Einechem. It's called the beauty of the strength of Klal Yisrael, and it's also called Machmad Einechem, the desire of the eyes of the Yidden. This is the thing that the Yid's eyes look forward to the most. Va'oyer ha'aynin ma'oyren ha'geula ha'tluya b'leiv. And when this light of the eyes is shining the way it's supposed to be, when this tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash is the way it's supposed to be, and the light of the eyes is shining properly, that arouses the geula that's dependent on the heart. The light of the eyes arouses the geula that's dependent on the heart. Where do we see this? Bebechinas, there's a pasuk that says, Kiyoim nokom belibi. Hashem says that I have a revenge that I'm going to take against all the goyim, against all the rishoim. And Hashem says, in my heart, I'm planning and waiting for the day when I'm going to take revenge against all the rishoim. Yoim nokom belibi. This day, laosid lovay, when the yidna are going to go out of golus, and the goyim are going to have a real mapolo, that's in Hashem's heart. That date is hidden in Hashem's heart. Ki einov v'liboy shom. And we know that the eyes are associated with the heart. We quoted a pasuk before where Hashem said about the Beis HaMikdash that my eyes and my heart are centered there, are focused by the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that through a tikkun of the Oyer Ho'einayim, number one, all the tefillos go where they're supposed to, because the place where they're supposed to is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is the place of the Oyer Ho'einayim. And also, this arouses the day of the Geula, because the day of the Geula is the Leiv, Yoim Nokom Belibi. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas Vayikro Lo'er Yoim. And this is also what's hinted to in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Hashem called light, day. Rabbein Azal says, Oyer ho'aynin ma'oyrerin yoim nokom shebelev. Vayikro lo'oyer, Hashem gave a power into oyer that when the oyer is the way it's supposed to be, it arouses yoim. It arouses a certain specific day. Which day? The yoim nokom belibi. The day when Hashem is going to take nekama against the goyim, which means the day when the yidn are going to go out of golus. Vayikro lo'oyer. Oyer calls out to yoim. It brings forth yoim. And what does that do? It's levatel so'oyer v'chometz shel yetzer leiv ha'odom ra hanishar lo'im in a'urov. We know there's a pasuk in Chumash, in the beginning of Bereishis, where the pasuk says, Ki yetzer leiv ha'odom ra min ha'urav. Hashem says, I'm not going to destroy mankind anymore. There's not going to be any more marbles, because I see that the human beings in this world, there is a yetzer ra in their heart, min ha'urav, from when they're very young, from when they're children. So we see that where is the yetzer hara located? In the heart. So when there is this tikkun of the heart, this yoim nokom belibi is aroused, the proper, the tikkun of the lave, it's mavatel, the bad things that are in the lave, which is this se'oyer, this chometz, which represents the Yetzirah, which is also in the heart. U'se'oyer v'chometz shebelev ha'odom, hu amesis es ha'odom, sheyaharher achar talmidei chachomim shebedoyer. Rabbein Azal says that this Yetzirah that's in the heart, which is represented by se'oyer and chometz, that's what arouses a person, that's what influences a person to think about the Talmidei Chachamim of his generation, to think bad thoughts about them. V'loimar, for the person to say, ze noeh v'ze loy noeh, this tzaddik I like, this tzaddik I don't like. This thing that the tzaddik does, I like. This I think is right, this I think is wrong. Where does that come from, that a yid should chas v'sholem have the chutzpah to start figuring out what the tzaddik is doing right and what the tzaddik is doing wrong? Those machshavos which are in the heart, they come from the yetzahara that's in the heart. The yetzahara is the one who instigates this type of feeling and this type of thought in a person's heart. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, cholak libam. Their hearts were divided. There was machlokes in their heart, meaning that they had this division where half of them was good, half was bad. They looked at the tzaddik and half of what the tzaddik did they liked, half of what the tzaddik did they didn't like. Now Rabbein Azal says, Libom heim ayin beis tzaddikim shebedoyer. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that this pasuk, cholak libom, that their hearts were divided, this refers to the heart of Bnei Yisrael. What is the heart in terms of the body? The heart is the king of all the Evorim in the body. The heart is the melech. The heart is the one who determines, who gives the orders to the blood. He pumps the blood, and he makes sure that the blood goes to all the different places that it's supposed to feed all the different organs of the body, blood that they need. The blood that has the air in it, oxygen in it from the lungs, and blood that has food in it that came from the food pipe. It's the heart that stands in the control room and determines exactly what takes place with every part of the body. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the heart as the melech of all the evarim of the body. So if that's the case, if the heart represents the king of the body, if the body is Bnei Yisrael, who is the heart? The answer is the Talmidei Chachamim. Because we know the Gemara says, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings of Bnei Yisrael? Who are the leaders of Bnei Yisrael? The Rabbonim, the Talmidei Chachamim. So when the Pasuk says, Cholak Libam, their hearts were divided, it means the Talmidei Chachamim were divided. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the 36 tzaddikim that everybody knows about, that exist in every generation. But it's not just 36. There's cholak libam. The number of libam, lamed beis mem, lamed is 30, beis is 2, mem is 40, is 72. The 72 tzaddikim that represent the lave of Bnei Yisrael are divided in half. 36 in Eretz Yisrael, 36 in Chutz Loretz. In every single generation, there must be these 36 tzaddikim in Chutz Loretz, 36 tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the taich that the Zohar HaKadosh gives to this posuk cholak libam. Rabbein Azal says that this also refers to a yid's own heart, each and every single yid, the times that there's machlekes, there's sveikes, doubts in his heart, where he looks at a Talmud Chacham and he has machlekes. Some things a Talmud Chacham does, he respects, he thinks are right and good, and some things he thinks are wrong and bad. And that's also this machlekes neged the leiv, neged the libam, the Talmud Chachamim.
Is there any connection to that?
One second. V'zehu, and this is also what's meant, what's hidden, hinted to in a pasuk, in a Mishnah in Psachim. The first Mishnah in Psachim begins, Oyer la'arba osor b'id kenes hachometz lo'er haner. On the night of the 14th day of Nisan, we check for chometz using a candle. Rabbi Nizal says, Oyer la'arba osor haynu oyer sheboinayim. This refers to the light of the 14. What is 14? 14 represents the eyes. Sheyesh bohem shnei pa'amim shivo gildei eino. Each eye has in it 7 layers. These are called the Zion Gildana De'ena. This is an expression that's used in the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh. 7 layers of the eye. Zion Gildana De'ena. So there are 7 in each eye, which means 2 eyes, 14. Now this is also what's hinted to in this Mishnah, Oyer l'arbosar, that the light of the eyes comes from the 14. Bohem, boit kines hachometz. And with this light, we're able to check for chometz. So just for a minute, to summarize this paragraph, Rabbi Nizal began by saying that when the Oyer ho'einayim is the way it's supposed to be, how do you get to that? Look back at the last paragraph where we discussed how we get to Oyer ho'einayim. When the Oyer ho'einayim is the way it's supposed to be, it accomplishes 2 major items. Number one, it's ma'ale all the tefillos, because where did the Yidden daven towards? The Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is eyes. V'hoyo enai v'libi sham, the Beis HaMikdash is eyes. So when the eyes are kitikunam, the tefillos go to the Beis HaMikdash the way they're supposed to. That's one item. And number two, when the eyes are the way they're supposed to, this connection between v'hoyo enai v'libi, when the eyes are okay, the heart is okay. What does the lev refer to? The nekama that Hashem is going to take against the goyim. The pasuk says, "Yoim nakom belibi," that Hashem's heart is filled with revenge against the goyim. When there's going to be a geula for the yidden. So when the eyes are kitikunam v'hoyo enai velibi, then the heart also does what it's supposed to do, which means the heart is ready with revenge towards the goyim and geula towards the yidden. Rabbi Nizal says, and when the heart is fixed up the way it's supposed to be, then the bad part of the heart gets cut out. What's the bad part of the heart? The chometz and se'er shebelev. The yetzer lev hodom ramen urav. The yetzahara that's in the heart, that also gets cleaned out. What's one of the main terrible things that yetzahara does to a yid? He causes the yid to think bad thoughts about Talmidei Chachamim, where the Yid says, Ze noeli, v'ze loy noeli. This Talmud Chacham I like, this one I don't like. Some things the Talmud Chacham does I like, some things I don't like. And Rabbein Azal says, by the way, that's all marumas in this posuk, cholak libam. A machlekes that takes place in a person's heart. And what is that machlekes directed towards? Towards the heart. The heart of Klal Yisrael. Who is the heart of Klal Yisrael? The tzaddikim, the Talmidei Chachamim. How many of them? 72. Libam is 72. 36 in Eretz Yisrael, 36 in Chutz Laretz. And then Rabbi Nizal, okay, period. Then Rabbi Nizal says, by the way, another connection with the eyes, with this light of the eyes is, that the light of the eyes represents 14, the number 14 specifically. Because Oyer l'arbosa, referring to the Zayin Gildana in each eye. And what does the Mishnah say there? That with the Oyer l'arbosa, with the light of the 14 parts of the eye, Boit kenes hachometz, we're able to get rid of the chometz, we're able to get rid of the Yetzahara. Where is the Yetzahara? In the heart. What's the connection between the eyes and the heart? The pasuk v'hoyo enai v'libi sham. There is a pasuk that shows us that the enayim and the lev are together, connected. What do you want to ask?
Just when you put in the whole thing, that's 72. What was the connection to show that it's also divided, or is the connection with the machlekes?
Both. In other words, that it's an inyan of machlekes. It's an inyan of Yetzahara. Yetzahara is always pirud. Whenever we talk about the sitra, the kedusha, the side of kedusha is always echod, achdus, yichud. The symbol of the satan is always pirud, division. Cholak libam refers to the Yetzirah who resides in the heart. That within the leiv, there's a cholak, there's a chaylik, there's the satan, who causes the person to be chaylik on the Talmid Chachamim, to see things that the person perceives to be wrong in the Talmud Chacham.
The fact that they're divided 36 and 36.
That's a separate item. And by the way, the Libam themselves are also divided. There is this concept of a machlekes diktusha. As we see, there's a concept of cholak by the Talmid Chachamim. And that spirals down in the form of tumah, results in this concept of a machlekes within the person's heart towards these Chachamim. Where Hashem puts them. Hashem divides the Talmid Chachamim, the Tzadikim, into two groups. Eretz Yisrael gets half, and the rest of the world gets half. Because Eretz Yisrael is at least as important as the whole rest of the world.
Yes.
Yes.
When they're going to be together, they're
going to say I don't know anything about it. We're not talking about that. It doesn't say anything about that here.
The answer is
that you have to be, even if a person says, I prefer this shir, or I prefer this tzaddik, or this talmid chacham, you still have to be very, very careful not to say, this one I like, this one I don't like. Just like Rabbi Zal said, the Gemara says, when a person's learning Torah, are you allowed to say, this Gemara I really like? You have to be careful when you say that, because it could come out like you're saying, that Gemara I don't like so much, this one I like. You're not allowed to say that, right? So too with the Talmid Chachamim. Each Talmud Chacham is like a living Torah. The Gemara says, imagine how stupid people are that they stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. What is a Talmud Chacham? He's a Sefer Torah. So the same rules that apply to the Sefer Torah apply to the Talmud Chacham. Just like by the Talmud Chacham, just like by the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to say, this parasha I like, this parasha I don't like. When it comes to an aliyah, the Shulchan Aruch warns, a person shouldn't dare say, I don't want that aliyah, I want shishi, I want a very choshev aliyah. You have to say, they're all good, they're all special. So too by Talmid Chachamim, we have to have a general attitude that they're all special, they're all important. Still, you have to pick what you think is the best one, the one that can help you the most, to attach yourself to, but with tremendous respect for the other ones also.
What did he say? What were you talking about when he said like 36 of the
Tzaddikim
should be in
the Zohar HaKadosh says that Kaviyochel Hashem, in every single generation, sends down Tzaddikim to the world. And Hashem divides the tzaddikim in half. Half of them go to Eretz Yisrael, half of them go to Chutz Laretz, to all the other countries in the world. How many tzaddikim altogether? Minimum 72. And that's what's hinted to in the pasuk Cholak Libam. Hashem has divided their heart, the heart of Bnei Yisrael. Who is the heart of the Yidden? The tzaddikim, the Talmid Chachamim. The word Libam is bigimatria 72. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the 72 tzaddikim in every generation. 36 in Chutz Laretz, 36. This is why you hear people talk about the Lamed Vav tzaddikim. They don't realize that it's twice Lamed Vav. There's Lamed Vav in Chutz Laretz, Lamed Vav in Eretz Yisrael.
Why Dafka that number?
There's a lot of reasons for that. There's a lot of reasons why the number 36, Bedafka, represents the tzaddik, corresponding to the Vav of Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, etc. Yes.
Yet, there could be a tzaddik who people know, because he's not, people know his true greatness, he could be still part of the
100%. Rabbeinu Zal has a turn in the Likutei Moran where he talks about a bechina of malchus, that each and every turn, nun vav, in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, where he says that each and every single person in this world has a certain degree of authority. Some people it's more visible, some people it's less visible. Sometimes you could think that this guy is making all the decisions as to what takes place in Yerushalayim. And for all you know, there could be a little yidle in Me'e Shorim that wakes up the Chatzos every single night and cries his eyes out, begging Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. And what goes on in Yerushalayim bothers him much more than the mayor and the municipality and everybody else combined. And he's really the one that's making the decisions and making the determinations. Elamai, it's biskasya, it's hidden.
On top, on the surface, it looks like that there are these guys running the city and they're the ones who make the decisions, how many lights there should be, how many shuls there should be, how much this there should be. Whereas really, in truth, there could be other people who, hiddenly, they are the real authorities. They're the ones whom Hashem listens to in terms of pulling all the strings as to what takes place.
I mean, there's a problem with a shul going up at the moment. But this particular tzaddik is, for whatever reasons, is not being masked into the building at the moment?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Could be sometimes things take time, and things require a certain amount of tefillahs. A person wants to build a binyan of kedusha, you have to gather up materials. Wood, gold, silver. That wood, gold, silver all represents the nedivus slave, the ritzinus of each and every single yid wanting to see this item of kedusha established. Now Rabbi Nizal says, once the light of the eyes is the way it's supposed to be, and it fixes up the heart the way it's supposed to be fixed up, v'oz yochel halev lehislahev b'limurat Torah, then the person's heart can become ignited, lit up, and fiery for the study of Torah, b'shalhuven derechimusa, with a fiery love for Hashem, a real ahavas Torah. Umayim rabim shehem ahavos v'yirois chitzoniyos yevshu lahem lechabos hislavos hazois. And then, once a person is zeichet to light up his heart like this, to arouse a fiery desire in his heart for the study of Torah, then no matter how much water, no matter how many waves of water come shooting over that person, come crashing over that person, those waves cannot extinguish this fire. They can't put out this fire that's burning in the person's heart of wanting to study Torah. As the Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lechabois Eso Ahavo, that many, many waters cannot extinguish the love, the fiery love that becomes ignited in a person's heart for Hashem if he fixes up his heart the right way. V'hashchino himechase b'knofeho al dimhoin shel Yisrael bi'ahavu azois shelo yishlutu aleihem zera mereim shehem b'chinas me'amabul. Rabbi Nizal tells us now that the Shechina, which is represented many times by a bird, a dove, that type of item, the Shechina covers up with its wings over the blood of the Yidden, with this love, this tremendous love that the Shechina feels towards Bnei Yisrael, with that feeling of love, it covers over the blood of the Yidden, shelo yishlatu aleihem zera mereim, so that the Goyim, the children of Esav, the Rishoim, should not be able to have any rulership over the Yidden, shehem bechinas mei hamabul. These nations of the Goyim, who want to run over the Yidden, they represent like the waters of the Mabul, the waters of the flood that overran the world. This concept. So Rabbi Nizal says here that when the Yidden are smashed, when the Yidden are in a bloody mess due to averus that they did and everything, kaviyochol Shechina hovers over them and covers up this blood, protecting it from getting washed away and washed over by the waves that are representing the Goyim, the nations of the Goyim, who would want to drown the Yidden. This is what the Gemara refers to when the Gemara says, that if a Yid does an Avera, and then he feels embarrassed about it, he's honestly embarrassed for having done the Avera, Hashem forgives him for all of his sins. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki al kol pshoim techase avo, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei that when two people really, really love each other, even if one of them does something wrong to the other one, and even if they do 50 things wrong to them, if the love is the way it's supposed to be, the love is able to cover over all the wrongs. The person says, it's nothing. So what, he did this, it was a mistake, didn't mean it. Even if he did, forget about it. We like each other so much, I don't want to think about all the bad things that happened in the past. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki al yidei habusha nishpach domoi, because we know that when a Yid is embarrassed, his blood is being spilled. The Gemara says that when a person is embarrassed, ozel sunkov yosi chivra, what happens is first the person's face becomes red, bright red, because the blood rushes to the face. Then the blood recedes, it goes back into the body, and the person's face turns pale white. This red and white represents the blood being spilled inside the person. And when blood is spilled, when the blood of the Yidden is spilled, the Oz Hashchina Mechase Domoi Bi'Avo. We know that the nature of the Shechina is that the Shechina, when it sees the blood of the Yidden, it covers over them. That arouses a tremendous Ava, tremendous love on the part of the Shechina towards Bnei Yisrael. And with that love, the Shechina covers over this blood. Bebechinas Kisui Dam. The concept of the mitzvah that when the blood of a chaya is spilled, when a chaya is shechted, you have to cover its blood with ofer and afer, with dirt and ashes. Vayidei kisui, and this dirt and ashes represents ava. Why? How does dirt and ashes represent ava? For this you need a Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos, somebody that's boki b'kol haTorah kula, to type in these words into the computer, Ofer Vayfer, and do a scan on the Torah, and see, where does it say Ofer Vayfer? Avraham Avinu said, V'onechi Ofer Vayfer. Who is Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is the Isha Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the Yemin, the right hand. Avraham Avinu is Ahavo. Avraham Avinu is Ahavo. Yitzchak Avinu is Yira. Bahar Hashem Yeroe, right? So that's this concept, whereby when the blood of the Yidden is spilled, and Kaviyochel, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Shechina covers over the blood. What is it covered over with? Look in the Shulchan Aruch. When the mitzvah of Kisui Adam is done, what is it done with? Ofer Vayfer. What does Ofer Vayfer symbolize? Ahavo. This concept of Al-Kol Pshoim Techase Ahavo. These sins, which a Yid does, and when he realizes that he did sins, he starts looking inside of himself and realizing how great Hashem is, and what a silly thing I did, how foolish I was to go against the Melech Malchi Amlochim. And the person becomes embarrassed to himself, like he feels so ashamed of himself that he's fallen so low, and that embarrassment causes this spilling of the blood. The Shechina comes running to cover that blood. What does it cover it with? With Ahavo. Just as the halach is, you cover it with dirt and ashes, which is Bechinas Avraham Avinu, which is Bechinas Ahavo, so too the Shechina covers it with Ahavo. This Bechina of Al-Kol Pshoim Techase Ahavo. Vayidei Kisui Hazois Niskase Kol Pshov Memela. And through this covering, when the Shechina comes to cover over this blood, all the person's sins get covered up automatically. Once the Shechina is coming to cover up this blood that was spilled, automatically, Al Kol Pshoim Techase Ahavo. The Pasuk says that when this Ahavo shows up to form a Kisui, it doesn't just cover the one sin, Al Kol Pshoim Techase Ahavo. It covers up all the sins, so that Hashem forgives the Yid for all the sins that he did.
That if a Yid does an Avera and he feels different, so Hashem forgives him for all that was. But I once learned that, which kind of Avera did he do in this parak?
Rabbi Nizal doesn't say which Avera.
But did he feel real bad for doing it, or he said, like,
he feels very embarrassed for having done it. That's the wording here. Embarrassed means he feels really bad, no question.
But did he do it in a way that Hashem will forgive me, I'll be embarrassed?
Nothing like that. The blood of a chaya. There's a law in Shulchan Aruch that when a sheichet shechts a behema, there are certain halachas. When a shechet shechts a chaya means like certain animals, such as a deer, certain kosher animals that are not called behema. Behema means a domesticated animal, like a cow or a lamb or a sheep. A chaya means like a non-domesticated animal, animals that run wild, like a deer, those kind of animals. A deer is a kosher animal, yes. And there are other kosher chayas. So when you shech the chaya, there's a special halacha that the blood that comes out immediately, the dam shechita, the dam hanefesh, which falls on the floor, you must have a layer of dirt on bottom of it, a layer of ofer vayfer on bottom of it, and a layer of, you must cover it over also with ofer or afer, dirt or ashes. us that the Shekhinah comes, that when the blood of Bnei Yisrael is being spilled, that arouses tremendous love on the part of the Shekhinah for Bnei Yisrael. Like a mother sees a child being beaten up, the mother can't take it. She comes running to protect the child, to cover him, like to protect him from the beating. So too, Kaviyachal Hashem comes running to cover over this blood of the Yidden to protect them from their enemies. This concept. And this is a concept of what does the blood also represent? The redness, the embarrassment that a person goes through when a person realizes what a terrible thing and the terrible thing they did in doing an Avera, and they feel embarrassed over it. That's also this blood that's being spilled, which arouses the Shekhinah to come running and cover it over. Cover it over with what? This forgiveness, this kisui. Ofer Vefer represents Ahavo. Because Ofer Vefer represents Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Zera Avraham Oyhavoy. The children of Avram Avinu, my beloved. Avram Avinu represents the concept of Ahava. So that this covering of the dam, this mitzvah of kisui dam, is an Indian of Ahava. Rav Nosson Zal has a whole halacha, and the Kutei Halacha is explaining the secret to this whole Indian of kisui dam. Why chaya yes, behema no, why bedafka with ofer vefer, all the different details.
Is this meant to be a reward for Islam? This is the high, you said Islam is the high, gives you protection against any waves of the marble. He said, Shekhinah will come and protect you. So is that like a...
One second. Rabbeinu, I'll start off by saying that then the heart is able to be aroused with this hislavus, with shalhivin the rechimusa, a hislavus of love, or mayim rabim yuchlu l'chabos es ahava. And the many, many waters can't cover over. There's two steps like. Step one is that the person's heart is aroused with a love towards Hashem, and that love develops into a fiery desire for limud haTorah. That's one item. And that love cannot be extinguished by the many, many waters representing the Zeram Reim, the Goyim, the nations that are going that want to overrun Bnei Israel. That's one item that he mentions here. And then Rabbi Nezal says, as far as this concept of the Goyim wanting to cover us over, to run us over like waves covering over a person, just the opposite happens. What happens is the Shekhinah comes and covers over the blood of Bnei Israel, this item. He's mentioning like two concepts within this paragraph.
What does offer mean?
Dirt. Offer is dirt. Afer is ashes. Mitchilas simen zeh ad kan, from the beginning of this Torah until here, huloshen Rabbeinu Zal, is Rabbeinu Zal's exact words. This wasn't Rav Nosson Zal's writing of his own words. In other words, it wasn't Rav Nosson Zal's writing over how he thought he heard the shir. He actually copied Rabbeinu Zal's notes that he used for this shir. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Ukshakadosh Baruch Hu roitze litoim, mi mitzvus asei shel ish Yisrael shu tzadik. When Hashem wants to taste the mitzvos asei of a yid who's a tzaddik, azai hi bechinas ever menachai. Those mitzvos are a concept of ever menachai. We know that when you have an animal, you're not allowed to eat from the flesh of that animal until the animal is shechted. For a yid or even a goy to take a leg of an animal and just cut it off while the animal is still alive and take that and cook it or roast it or anything like that is treif, 100%. The animal must be dead at the time that you're taking off Eivorim from it, period. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when Yidden do mitzvahs, a Yid is alive. And Yidden represent this concept of kulam chayim. Va'atem advekem Hashem alekechem, chayim kulchem ayoim. The Yidden are represented as a nation that's alive. When the Yidden have mitzvahs, these mitzvahs symbolize Eivorim of the Yidden. The mitzvahs that a Yid does are his hands and feet and everything. When Hashem wants to taste from those mitzvahs represent a concept of Eiver Min Hachai. So how does Hashem taste from them? Shehu Osur Bachila, Eiver Min Hachai is Osur Bachila. V'tzorich Shchita Lahatira. We know that you have to shecht the animal in order to be permitted to taste from its Eivorim. Alkein Tzorich Sheyovoy Olav Busha Shehi Shvichas Domim B'chinas Shchita. Therefore, when Hashem wants to taste from the mitzvah yisaseh of a yid, that yid has to first experience an embarrassment, a busha, where the busha represents a spilling of the blood, just like shechita, where the blood is spilled, And that purifies the Avram and Achai, that accomplishes a certain purification of the mitzvahs to allow Hashem, Va'azai Yuchal Hashem Yisborach, Litoim Meha Mitzvahs Asei Shaloi. And then Hashem can taste from that person's mitzvahs. Before Hashem can taste from a yid's mitzvahs, a tzaddik's mitzvahs, Rabbi Nizal says that tzaddik has to go through this busha, this embarrassment, which represents a shchita, which makes the mitzvahs no longer Avram and Achai. Bein mitzvahs asei achas, bein mitzvahs rabbis, whether it's one mitzvah or many mitzvahs. Ki ha mitzvahs nikroim matamim. We know that mitzvahs are called tasty food. Kamoshikosov, as the Pasuk says, by Yitzchok Avinu, when Yitzchok Avinu said to Esav, go out, va'asei li matamim, and prepare for me a delicious meal. The Zohar HaKadosh says on that Pasuk, va'asei li matamim ka'asher ohavti, make for me delicious food that I love. The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Mipikudin da'asei," that Yitzchak Avinu was referring to mitzvah sasei, that he wanted Esav HaRosha to do mitzvah sasei. That's this concept of matamim. Mitzvah sasei are nicknamed this delicious food, this tasty food. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. U'kishenishpach domoy al yidei abusha kanal, and when the tzaddik's blood is spilt, by the tzaddik undergoing some type of embarrassment, azai tzorich lishmor shelo yinku mimenu hachitzaynim hayiduim sheroitzim linak mizeh adom anishpach. Then the tzaddik has to be very, very careful that those klipois, those tumois that want to draw from this spilled blood, they are also able to draw a yanika from this spilled blood. He has to be very, very careful to see to it that they should not be able to draw any nourishment from it. Alkein tzorich kisui. Therefore, the blood has to be covered up. When the blood is spilled and it's visible, it's out in the open, the klipos can see it and they can run to attach themselves to it. Whereas if you cover the blood, then kaviyochol, it's as if the klipos can't see it, and they have no access to it. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to about the Shechina covering up the blood of Bnei Yisrael, which was spilled through this love. It's out of the love that Hashem has for the tzaddik, that Hashem wants to taste the mitzvah saseh of the tzaddik. Note, Yitzchok Avinu said, "Vaseli matamim ka'asher ohavti," that this mitzvah saseh is an inyan of ahava, and when Hashem wants to taste from this matamim, it's because of his ahava for the tzaddik that he wants to taste from his mitzvah saseh. In order to do it, the tzaddik's blood has to be spilled. He has to go through this embarrassment. When the blood is being spilled, you have to be careful that no klipas should draw from it. How do you do that? Through Kisi Adam. What is the Kisi Adam? Ahava. The love that the Shekhinah has for Bnei Yisrael is what causes it to come running to cover up this spilled blood. V'zeh bechinas kisui dam. This is the concept of this blood being covered over. This blood of the tzaddikim being covered over. Rabbi Nizal is telling us, obviously this isn't just simple, this isn't, you know, pshat. Rabbi Nizal is telling us you should know that the concept of a mitzvah, when tzaddikim do mitzvahs, those mitzvahs become attached to the person. They are the evorim of the person. Just like Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Eile toildois Noach, these are the children of Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a tzaddik. That was his children. He was a tzaddik. What does Rashi HaKadosh say? Toildoisei en shel tzaddikim, he mitzvahs umaisen toivim. The produce of a tzaddik is his mitzvahs umaisen toivim. That's called his children. So too, what are the evorim of a tzaddik? We know that the human body has 613 parts to it, right? Corresponding to the 613 mitzvahs. And when a tzaddik serves Hashem, he binds each one of his evorim to a mitzvah. So each evor becomes like a mitzvah. Now, if Hashem wants to taste from the mitzvahs of this tzaddik, it's as if kaviyochel Hashem were trying to rip off an evor from him. Are you allowed to rip off an evor from a dover chai and taste it? No. There has to be a concept of a shechita. And when you do the shechita, there has to be a concept of covering over the blood. The shechita is what makes the Avram and Achai kosher. Once the blood is spilled, that blood the klipos want to be yinik from. Therefore, you have to cover over the blood. by the tzaddik, there has to be a shechita in order to make the Aver Menachai, the mitzvah, is kosher kaviyochel for Hashem to taste from. What is the shechita over there? The embarrassment, the spilling of the blood that the tzaddik goes through. But when the blood is spilled, when a tzaddik is embarrassed, there's a chance of the klipa is being yonik from it. Therefore, his embarrassment must be covered over. Who comes to cover it? The shechina. The shechina is mechase al dimoin shel Yisrael. With what? With ahavo. This al kol pshon techase ahavo. This whole love that the shechina comes forth. Now again, all of this is hazy. This Torah, you can see, is very choppy. Rabbein is all throwing out a concept. Can it all be woven together? Definitely, 1,000,000,000%. We're learning it now on baby level, trying to tie together the pieces and get as much as we can from each piece for now. 248 Evarim and 365 Gidin, tendons. So there are sometimes we say that there's 613, that's why I didn't say 613 Evarim, I said 613 parts of the body. Parts meaning Evarim, organs, like the fingers, the this, the that, and other parts being the Gidin, these tendons which hold together the muscles. Now Rabbi Nizal says,
what about the person who has to spill the blood? If
the answer is number one, it doesn't have to necessarily be a person. It's this concept of tshuva, which Rabbein Zal discussed in Teravov, and Rav Moshe Zal mentions a lot of times in Likutei Halachos. This embarrassment comes about when a yid is zeicha to have his spodidus. Because if a yid is being honest and has his spodidus, and he's reviewing what he did that day, and he's thinking about how much more he could have done, how much good he could have done to help himself, beruchnius, begashmius, in every way, and how foolish, how silly he was in not doing it, in wasting time, or misusing the time, or all of these different things, Rahman al-Atslan. When that happens, a person is supposed to be able to awaken within himself a busha, to arouse within himself a busha. That's one way of it coming about. Sometimes it has to come from an outside force also. Sometimes it has to come, a person's Rebbe embarrasses him, that kind of thing. Or from wherever it comes. But here again, we see this warning that when it comes to this spilling blood, there are klipas that are waiting to be yainik there. So it's a very delicate item. That's why sometimes a person goes from this embarrassment into atzus. That's these klipos that you have to be very careful to know how to. There's a fine line between being embarrassed in a constructive way or being embarrassed in a destructive way. Between a person embarrassing a tzaddik for his benefit, people being chaylik against the tzaddik for his benefit, to his advantage, or chas v'shalom, where it's being done to hurt the tzaddik. Somebody once asked Rabbi Baruch Mezheber Zal why he was being chaylik so much against Rabbeinu Zal, and he said it for his good. I know he has to grow, and this is how a tree grows. Just like in order for a tree to grow, you have to throw water at it. So to an order, a tzaddik is compared to an eitz. Ki ha'odom eitz hasodeh. In order for a tzaddik to grow, he has to have bizyonos thrown at him. That's part of the growing procedure. Yes. He was his uncle. He was Rabbeinu Zal's uncle, and he was a very, very big tzaddik.
Let's go for a regular person too, where Hashem would be to have enough from a person's mitzvahs, he has to go through embarrassment.
Rabbi Nezal uses the word, Litani mitzvahs, shall ish Yisraeli shehu tzaddik. A Jew who is a tzaddik. Now again, we say many times, on one hand, each and every single yid is a bechinas tzaddik. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. On the other hand, Rabbi Nezal seems to a degree to say that this doesn't necessarily refer to Tom every yo-yo. That this is an item that applies more to tzaddikim. Not only to tzaddikim, but more to tzaddikim.
Explain the rationale behind it, why a tzaddik has to go through embarrassment in order to, for Hashem to get to enjoy his mitzvahs.
It corresponds to the same concept that in order to be able to taste from an animal, lahavdil a chaya, tzaddik is called tzaddik chay almen, in order to taste from a chaya, there has to be shchita and kisui dam. So too, kaviyachal, in order for Hashem to taste from this chai, there has to be this shchita and kisui dam. Why? Why by the animal? There's explanations to it. Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos in Yoredeya has whole halachos discussing these. Why should an animal have to be shechted? What kind of pleasure does Hashem get in seeing this blood spilled? And why bedafka the neck? And every single detail related to this is explained.
What about Barzal? Wasn't there an incident later where Barzal told him that he suppressed the Baal Shem Tov when he was by mitzvah, and a most serious misunderstanding took place later?
Maybe. There's a lot. Reb Baruch Mezhmer Zal is listed as a tzaddik, a tremendous tzaddik. There were incidents between him and Rabbeinu Zal. That's in the category of machlekes shebein tzaddikim. This wasn't a koirach, this wasn't a shpola zeda, this wasn't a savrana. This was Reb Baruch Mezhmer Zal, where it was all in good taste. Exactly. Even, I would say, even on a higher level than that, to a degree. Because there the Satan was mixed in a little. They wanted to put him into Chayrim, other things. Whereas here it was two very, very great tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Ube'inyan shvichas domim shel Yisrael, and regarding this topic of the blood of Yidden being spilled, yesh dvorim elyoinim v'nistorim harbe. There are very, very great and hidden items related to this. It's not so simple. It's a very, very deep item. Bein shvichas domim al yidei busha, whether we're talking about this blood being spilled through embarrassment, that there are very deep items related to that, or bein shar shvichas domim mamish, or whether we talk about each and every single dime that a yid gets beaten up, chas v'shalom, there's blood spilled. Or chas v'shalom, a yid gets killed, and there's blood spilled. There are dvorim elyoinim v'nestorim involved. Ki yesh kamo v'kamo neshamois nefulois. There are many, many fallen neshamois, she'ein lohem aliyah kiyim al yidei shvichas domim shel Yisrael shel Adam Godol. With these neshamois, it's not possible for them to rise up from their nefila, from Gehenim, or from whatever low place they find themselves in, without the blood of an Adam Godel being spilled. The Arizal says that we say in the Shemayin Esrei on Shabbos at Mincha, we end off that main paragraph, V'al menuchosam yakdishu es shemecha. V'al menuchosam yakdishu es shemecha. The Arizal says a person is supposed to be mechavan at that time, that this refers to the Asura Harugei Malchis, the 10 greatest tzaddikim of all time, in a sense, those 10 tanoim who were killed by the Roman king, where with their menucha, with their being laid to rest, in their death, they were mekadesh shem shemayim, it was the greatest kiddush Hashem possible, and they were malet, thousands or millions of nitzutzos of kiddusha, sparks of kiddusha, that had fallen into the klipos, into tumah, where there was no other way possible at all for these sparks of Kedusha to get lifted up other than through such an unbelievable bomb going off. This bomb of an Adam Godel, a super, super tzaddik, having his blood spilled, that accomplishes tikkunim that nothing else could possibly accomplish. Where else does the Arizal bring this subject of Asura Harugei Malchus, related to davening, related to the topic of lifting up nitzitzis of Kedusha that have fallen? Nefila sapayim. When we do this nefilas apayim, this falling on the face, which also one of the main kavonas that a person is supposed to have at that time is to be mala nitzutzes of kedusha that have fallen into the hands of the klipos, we're playing dead, right? This concept of laying down is like making believe you're dead. Why? We're throwing ourselves into the mothers, into the mokoim haklipos, to be able to lift up from there sparks of kedusha that need to be taken out. There also, the Arizal makes specific reference to these Asura Harugei Malchus, how this was the main purpose why they had to go through that blood. Because that's the only way some of these neshamos and itzutzos of Kedusha that are in the hands of super klipa, that's the only thing powerful enough to pull them out of there. That's why Bedafka Shabbos at Mincha, at the Raiva Derivan Rotzen Shebaritzonos, is when we make a hidden reference to this Valmenuchos, to these Asura Harugei Malchus, to this Valmenuchos Matisho Hashemecha. Ulefa'omim ein lohem aliyah kim al yidei shvichas domim mamish. There are times when these neshamois, or these sparks of Kedusha, cannot rise up unless there is physical blood spilled. V'zeh b'chinas zedoinois nasim kizachuyois. This is what the Gemara refers to, where the Gemara says that when a person is embarrassed for his sins, when a person does tshuva, one of the things that happens is that the aveirois that he did b'mezid get converted to mitzvahs. Shayidei habusha shvichas domim, through this embarrassment and blood being spilled, hashchina mechase dimhoin biavonal, the shechina covers over this blood with ava, with love. Vize bechinas al kol pshoim techase ava. All the sins are covered with ava, which means the ava is extended to kol pshoim, to all the sins, to all the neshamais, even those neshamais that are super, super steeped in sin. In Klipa, way, way, way down on the bottom, this ava that's aroused through Shvichas Damim, it spreads itself out, it shoots out and covers over all of them and draws them all up. And the averis that were done, the mezid, get converted to mitzvahs. And these fallen neshamos are able to rise up. Shehem bechinas pshoim. These neshamos are nicknamed averis, sins. Because these neshamos find themselves in a place of klipa, they are represented by averis. They represent this concept of tumah, averis, all of that whole concept. Because these neshamos are elevated and converted into the side of Kedusha, they are brought within the Gvul of Kedusha through this kisui dam bi'ava. Because there's nothing whatsoever that arouses the ava of Hashem towards Bnei Yisrael as much as when blood is spilled, when Jewish blood is spilled, especially the dam of an Odom Godol. When an Odom Godol blood is spilled, that arouses such a spectacular ava on the part of Hashem that ava is extended even to the worst Rishonim, to those neshamas that are way, way, way in Avi Avoy Satuma and Super Klipa. This is the ava. This thing makes such a splash that it causes the ava to be spread out even that far down and to be male, those neshamas hanafulos, those nitzusas of Kedusha that are fallen.
If you look, let's say, at the relative worth of an Adam Gadol dying, why kill the Adam Gadol who's doing mitzvahs, who's doing, you know, in Kedusha, to raise Rasham? Who cares about the Rasham? In other words, what chashivas, what scale is there, chashivas here?
The answer is we know that the Iker Nachas of Hashem is when these ki lo yachboitz b'mois hameis ki in b'shuvoi b'darkoi hara, that Hashem doesn't want the destruction of Rishon. Hashem wants the Rishon to be returned into the Kedusha. Hashem doesn't want these nitzutzos of Kedusha that have fallen so far down into the mokum of klipos to stay there. Hashem wants them to be drawn out and elevated. What's the only thing that's powerful enough to do it? This misa, the shvichas domim of an Adam Godo. Question is, what did he do wrong? The answer is, not so fast. There's a lot more ki yesh dvorim elyoinim v'nistorim harabe, that in this topic of shvichas domim shel Yisrael, there's a lot to say. I'm just giving you an example where this topic of the Asara Haruge Malchius, the Arizal touches on it in several places and explains a lot. Why did it have to happen? Why did it happen bedafka at that time? Why to these individuals? And all the tikkunim that are accomplished through this, which can't be accomplished any other way.
This is a super level of busha. You're saying we started with shvichas damim in the sense of embarrassment.
The shvichas damim manifests itself in two forms: either physical blood being spilled, Rabbi Nezal said, the shvichas damim is in two, or super super bizyonos.
So, on an individual level, it seems we're not only expanding the scope, we're expanding the severity also. On an individual level, we're talking more about bizyonos. Then, when it expands to its tzaddik, forgiving, or an Adam Godel forgiving on a generation, it switches more into actual Shvichas Damim.
Just as we find in the case of Rabbeinu Zal's Histalkus, if you read all the surrounding information there, you know, Rav Naftali Zal said to Rabbeinu Zal, didn't you once tell us in Teres Samachay that there's a tzaddik who's the Baal HaSodeh, where he's capable of being Mesakim the whole field even without dying? Rabbeinu Zal said that's only one aspect of it. There are certain neshamas that are so far gone, where these neshamas, the only way that the tzaddik can be oisek in their tikkun is with his death. Just like lahavdol, even by any yid, the Gemara says in Yuma that there are certain things that are forgiven through tshuva. There are certain things that are forgiven through yisurim. There are certain things that are forgiven through Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is busha. And there are certain things that only miso mechaperes. So we see that Misa is an unbelievable tikkun, because what is Misa? Misa is the most outstanding example of busha, ranking somebody out to the ground. I put him down to the ground. That's Misa. Taking a person and physically putting him with the worms. What greater bizonia, what greater busha could there be than that? You understand? And that's an unbelievable, unbelievable tikkun. The Misa of a tzaddik is mechaper on the whole Klal Yisrael. Right? That, that kind of thing. Shem Yatzilenu, we should be zeichet that the tzaddikim should live, and we should be zeichet at Tchias HaMesim, when we are going to be zeichet to see all of these tzaddikim restored, come back in their full stature, in their full koyach.
Hashem. Do you think we can see the tzaddik was alive because it's a whole new meaning, makar v'chaykin. So, you know, it's great to do while they're alive. This is here he's doing all well. If he would be alive, he'd be able to make a lot of people religious.
I'm telling you, Rabbi Nisal was doing that while he was alive. But at some point, he had to make a decision. There were thousands of neshamas, that's what he said, waiting for him to be able to be mesaken them. And there was no other way for him to be able to affect the complete tikkun of those neshamas other than leaving the world at that time. I'm saying, if you read the stories, you hear exactly the wording he's using. And it's connected to what we're saying here. That it seems nochalamaisis, with everything that tzaddik does and can do while he's physically alive, there's a certain tikkun that's affected by his passing away itself. And after he passes away, there are certain things that he can do that he cannot do while he's alive. The pasuk says about Shimshon HaGibor that the amount of Pelishtim that he killed with his passing was greater than through his whole life. That's the pasuk in Novi. And the Gemara learns out from that. From here we learn out, Gedolim tzaddikim b'misasam yesem v'chayim, that a tzaddik with his death is greater than his entire lifetime. His passing away affects a greater tikkun than his whole life sometimes. That's why it's such an unbelievable zechus to be present at the istalkus of a tzaddik. Look what takes place.
Watch
the neshama is not leaving. 100%. It's a very, very big zechus.
What's the passing of Mishma Mincha that was fast for?
Va'al menuchasam yakdishu es shemecha. It's the last line in that paragraph, Atu Echad v'shimcha Echad, where we're talking about Rotzayin Shibar. Rotzayin is super, super Rotzayin, super, super Ava by Hashem. Echad is Begimatria Ava, right? Atu Echad v'shimcha Echad, Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Echad is super, super Ava that's gushing from Hashem at Shabbos at Mincha. What's part of the process of activating that Ava? This reminder of the Asura Harugi Malchias. This reference to this Al Menuchos Mekisho Hashem Echa. Some familiar things, you get to know it, it spices up your tefillah a little bit. You know, you realize that Mincha and Shabbos isn't something to zip through.